This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. His fate on the $10 bill is still apparently undecided, but Alexander Hamilton is making a whole lot of money on Broadway. The rap musical about the founding father of American capitalism has brought in more than $60 million in advance ticket sales so far. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, it is not all about the money, you know.
I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. The first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
Hit numbers like that have Hamilton putting up numbers. It's fetching nearly $150 per ticket on average, putting it in Broadway's elite, well ahead of The Lion King and on the heels of the priciest ticket, The Book of Mormon. Hamilton built the foundation for the American financial system, but he has often been in the shadow of more famous founding fathers like Washington and Jefferson. After the show, audiences come out curious about Hamilton, like Julie Choquette.
I was on my phone during intermission to find out a little bit more. I didn't know his burial site was downtown. That's worth checking out.
We're standing here in front of the monument to Alexander Hamilton, who is the most famous resident of our churchyard.
Head all the way down Broadway to the corner of Wall Street and you'll find that grave. Trinity Church archivist Ann Petrimo gives regular tours. She's seen a big change since the musical became a hit.
There's usually people kind of milling around in the churchyard, and before they would sort of ignore me when I'm giving my tour, but now they're just like, oh, you're talking about Hamilton? And they'll come over and listen.
Visitors are now asking more detailed questions, including about lesser-known figures in Hamilton's orbit who show up in the play. And the connection to a hip musical is great for street cred. Petrimo now gets reactions like this when she answers the what do you do question.
Oh, you work at Trinity where Alexander Hamilton is buried? That's so cool.
We start right here in our lobby.
Elsewhere in the financial district, the Museum of American Finance is another place seeing visitor growth. It tends to fly under the radar, and its room dedicated to Hamilton is typically only one draw among various exhibits about banking, Wall Street, and money.
But as of late, we've had a large number of people that come in specifically for that exhibit.
Ben Urizar, the museum's assistant director of visitor services, is struck by how many more younger visitors are coming in.
The fact that it's a rap version has created a great impact because we have seen a large amount of young people, let's say middle school and high school age, come in here and saying we can identify with this character.
So Hamilton's grand plan was to have the government take over or assume all of these debts so that the United States would be considered creditworthy.
That's how a museum docent explains the famous debate pitting Hamilton against Jefferson and Madison. But in the play, Hamilton creator and star Lin-Manuel Miranda reimagines it as a freestyle rap battle.
A civics lesson from a slaver. Hey, neighbor, your debts are paid because you don't pay for labor.
Miranda says he was most nervous not on opening night, but when he did the show for a crowd of high schoolers. The scene covers a financial topic that is far from a crowd pleaser.
So when we did that first cabinet battle, which is about the assumption of state debt, by the way, people were screaming like they were watching 8 Mile for the first time, and that's when I knew we had something really special.
He wasn't the only one who noticed the play's potential to get young people excited about early American history. Recently, the Rockefeller Foundation set aside nearly $1.5 million to work with educational partners on a special American history curriculum that'll also bring students to see the play. More than just a giant financial success, the musical is also a powerful educational tool. Alexander Hamilton, with his passion for free markets and fierce appetite for learning, would probably approve. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.